happy-hearted viewers. We're glad you could join us again in a vegan cooking class with instructor Amy Mehta on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. A lifelong vegetarian, Amy specializes in teaching vegetarian dishes of multinational cuisines. She believes that cooking is an art and puts careful consideration into the small details of presentation, the colors of the food, the occasion, and the people who will eventually enjoy the dish. Amy calls herself a new wave vegetarian chef, one who brings a warm and homely feel to her cooking. Additionally, her recipes are unique in that they do not use any onion or garlic. On the first part of our cooking show on Monday, Amy showed us how to create the fillings for popular Indian appetizers, kachori, or Indian money bags, aloo kiki, and samosas. Let's now learn how to wrap and turn them golden brown for serving.
Now we are going to do the covering for the samosas, the two types of samosas and the kachori. This is plain flour. And we need enough to cover for both. So I'm just going to be taking this. I'm going to put in a bit of salt. Salt is just a dash so that when you eat it plain, it doesn't taste bland or, you know, just going to put a bit of oil. I'm going to put in some wheat flour, just a bit of that. Don't put in the water straight away. Because we have put the oil, let's mix all the flour together. Mix all the flour together. So the salt gets mixed properly. Before adding the thing, mix it well. That is important. What you can do is take this and just make a fist. My oil is just enough. But if you want more oil to make it more flaky and more crispier stuff, add in more oil. Don't need to add all the water together. We can do it slowly and steadily because we don't know how much water is going to go in how much. You can see this is a ready dough which I've just made, and I'm going to let it set for about at least 5 or 10 minutes so the water settles in, the salt gets well dissolved everywhere, and so does the oil. Now here is the dal which I have steamed. And for the dal filling or the lentil filling, it is the same even if you use a gram flour. What you're going to use is coriander, mint, finely chopped green chili, ginger, raw mango, garam masala, and asafoetida. We're going to use coriander, mint, green chili, and I have some ginger, grated raw mango. I've grated the raw mango. If you do not have raw mango, you can use the dry mango powder, or you can use a bit of lemon. If you use a bit of lemon and if the mixture becomes a bit watery or a bit softer, just heat it up on the gas and let all the water evaporate. That should be fine. And in this, I'm going to use two types of garam masalas. This is one which is more like pure one in the sense it's only powdered cloves, and cinnamon is powdered. And I have one more which is here, which is cloves, cinnamon, pepper, a bit of nutmeg, a bit of star aniseed, and other spices. And not to forget our asafoetida. And I'm going to mix up everything. You don't always have to stick to green. You can add red chili powder if you want. It's just a matter of taste. Whenever we do any filling and there's going to be an outer covering, always have a little bit more masalas, or always have it a bit more spicy inside it. Why? For the simple reason, this is nice now, but you're going to have a covering on the top. So that's going to absorb half of your taste, some of your taste, your chilies will become less, your salt will become less, your sour taste, sugar if you put something, is all going to become less. You need it a bit more. Nothing exciting, it doesn't have to be overpowering, because you need to have the taste of the green peas and the potatoes, which is excellent. You need to have the taste of the dal, which is very nice, but it has to be a bit more strong. With the coating, it doesn't taste bland and you can't eat it alone. This you'll enjoy eating it hot, not only hot, but you'll enjoy eating it with a green chutney, but you can even enjoy it eating alone. So that's why you need the taste of the filling well done. Now we're going to do the filling of the two types of samosas. I have done the doughs, I have done the balls. You can see now how much it has been absorbed and how smooth it is now. So we're going to make them into small balls and all equal size. Take this, make it into a roll, pull out one. Now here, I've got two in my hand and I know, okay, they're both the same. This one is a bit smaller, and pick it up here and it's the same. So you have two together, you hold it, you know it's the same. And the other option is also just to make it same and you just stick to the same sizes in that way. That way. I'm going to do the rolling. See, the other reason also I added wheat flour. So that because when I'm rolling it, it doesn't come back. It's being pulled back. Mm-hmm. So I can roll it in a better way. And I'm going to cut it in half. And I'm going to cut it in half. I'm going to hold it like this. And I'm going to press these two ends. I don't want any holes anywhere. If in doubt, you can take a little water, just push it in. Done. I made a nice cone with no holes at the bottom. And I'm going to take this mixture. I'm going to stuff it in so that it doesn't become very soggy or very soft. And you still feel there is inside. I'm going to close the edges to confirm that this is closed. Just dip your hand in water, put it onto the thumb and press it like that. Now there are two options. You can leave it like this and or you have your fingers are already wet, right? Take a little water and push it. And it's done. I've held it like this. Not too sure, you can put the joints on your finger and then take some water and work over there. Right? It's sealed. I'm going to hold it. Also, when we are doing this, I'm going to ensure that that divided part, the cut part, is either facing me or in the front and is in the center. I want the cut part in the center. I don't want it lopsided. I'm again going to take this and I'm going to stuff it in. And I'm going to it's done. And again, I'm going to does it look nice? That's it. We'll proceed on with all the others remaining like this for this, and the same thing goes for the dal also. Remember the first Indian money bag one? Let me show you that. We'll make small balls. We use the same flour. Not a problem. Yeah. If you can't roll, you're having trouble rolling, you feel it's too hard or if it's too soft, don't worry. You can just take in some oil. Okay, I made small rounds. I'm going to hold it in my palm like this. And I'm going to take a spoonful and put it inside. I'm going to push it in. And I need to keep my hands clean for this. And I'm going to put it in the center, gather it up. And keep pressing and getting it together. You can have different shapes in this. whatever shape, however way you want it. I'm going to push it inside. And I'm going to leave some place on the outside from the center. The other way you can also do the same thing is just leave it like that. And like we did in the samosa, press this. So you have two varieties of the same type. Right? It's the same filling. Doesn't matter. You can even use this design or this style for the samosas. Okay. Now we are going to do it with a lentil samosa. And in this, we don't want the chapati to be very thick. Neither do we want it very thin, where when I fry it, it's going to be a problem with me. So I'm going to do it like that. And I'm going to cut it in half. Right, and my cut comes in the middle, my divider, and I can keep it like this. It's also nice. These are the pea and potato samosas, and I've also kept a few, and I'm not sealed up the edges with the curls, the curly curls, as we have done it with this. So you can see the difference at when the end product is there. I'm going to do it. Doing this on a very fast gas is also not worth it, because then it's going to be brown and not cooked, and we don't want that. It's nice to keep stirring so it gets brown evenly. Take it out so all the oil is done. Not that you will have so much oil either. That was the pea and the potato samosa. Now we are going to do the mani bags. All this doesn't have to be on very high gas, medium to high. Nice and crisp. And these are the lentil samosas which we have. Right? Is it a nice golden color? Yeah. I'm going to do the aloo tikki now. That is these ones which we have done. So I'm going to put in some oil first. And we can do this a little bit earlier on the fast gas and then do it. The reason to put on this and then roll it up in breadcrumbs is simple, so that it remains crisp for a longer time, and if there's any moisture, it'll be absorbed by this and it'll be taken care of by itself. Okay, let's not fill up the whole place, because then there won't be place for us to do easy turning and around. So is one item, if you can make it today and you want to eat it tomorrow, it's not a problem. You can use the same filling even to make a burger patty. It's very similar to that, because the ingredients are the same, everything is the same. You just add in, as a burger, lettuce, cucumber and tomatoes. So we can use this, the same aloo tikki, we can have aloo tikki burgers. And these are all the starters, and they are one of those evergreen starters. You can never go wrong. And it's any time of the year, be it summer, winter, and of course it's fun in the monsoons. You can see the color also of the white. I mean, you have it, you can have the taste of the potatoes and the coriander, you can have the fragrance and everything of that also. We are done now, and now we are going to enjoy this outside. We've worked. Now let's enjoy this for the high tea. Come. Thank you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.